people are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
To listen to the news, one might think that all our housing problems are the result of subprime mortgages. But a few years ago, everything was just peachy keen. Well, in fact, problems in our housing landscape have been building for decades, which is why there will be no quick fix. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and this is the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing. My guest today is Andre Shashadi, founder of Affordable Housing Finance and its editor for 15 years. Andre's recently authored a paper with input from a wide range of experts entitled Unfinished Business, What the Next President Must Know About Housing and HUD. Welcome, Andre.
Hi.
I am assuming that your paper has now been delivered to Obama's transition team?
Yes, it has.
How's it been received?
Well, the people that I have spoken with are favorably inclined towards what we've put forth, but there's no way to get immediate feedback on how they're going to respond to this. So it's kind of a case of put it in front of them and hope that they take it to heart.
Where do you think housing will be in the list of priorities for the Obama administration?
Unfortunately, it's going to be fairly low.
And not because we don't have problems.
No, we do have problems. But the issue that I don't fully understand is why successive administrations have look at the symptoms of our housing problems and look at our economy, but they never really want to look at housing as an industry and housing markets as a subject of public policy. We don't really have a national housing policy, and other people have pointed this out.
It's more patchwork?
It's a complete patchwork, and it's a patchwork that doesn't work well. We have a Department of Housing and Urban Development, but the department is widely considered to be virtually dysfunctional. It is dysfunctional. Some people think it's hopeless and can't be fixed. And it is spending approximately $35 billion in budget authority. That's its annual budget figure, about $35 billion. It spends $1 billion a year on contracts to outside vendors because the staff has been cut so much. So the fact is we have a Department of Housing and Urban Development. We have programs that have been in existence since all the way back to 1935, but they're not being managed well. Secondly, there's been no effort to really modernize housing programs, and there's been very little effort to coordinate all the different housing functions of the federal government, from the Department of Agriculture, rural housing, to urban housing through the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which people affectionately call HUD, to the mortgage programs of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are now under direct federal control. There's really no thinking about how all these things should work together. What is the policy? What are we trying to achieve? It's a patchwork, and it's a very dysfunctional patchwork. And HUD, of course, got its 15 minutes of fame once again because of corruption and dysfunction when the secretary under George Bush, Mr. Alfonso Jackson, resigned under a cloud of suspicion about who he was giving contracts to and favoritism. So it's very dysfunctional, and I'm hoping that what we've done here with the endorsement of about 20 leaders in the housing industry is to bring some focus on the key issues that will attract the president-elect's attention.
Why is affordable housing important?
Because it's fundamental to the well-being of our people and our communities. As you know, the folks at Eden well know, developing good affordable housing leads to healthier communities and healthier families. And you know, at the extreme end, the lack of affordable housing leads to homelessness, it's bad for families, and they suffer. They live in substandard housing. They commute long distances. They spend 50% of their income on housing costs. They have nothing left for education. So the consequences are varied and extreme.
And this is a problem that everyone needs to be contributing to, from private industry right on up through the states and the feds?
Well, the idea that the public and the private sector can cooperate in providing affordable housing is pretty well established. And if there was cooperation between state, local, and federal governments, it would help. The private sector and the public sector have proven on the local level that they can work together very effectively. Eden is one organization that knows that, using the low-income housing tax credit to work with private investors. That has been a very successful program since 1986, and it's somewhat challenged now, and that needs to be updated because the investment markets that fuel that program by investing in private investment in the tax credit is it's very challenged right now. So,
what are some immediate steps that you see as being short-term fixes with the potential for having more long-term application?
Well, the first short-term fix is to make the Department of Housing and Urban Development a functional agency. And that's going to take more attention and more focus than has ever been devoted to that agency. That agency has always been a stepchild of the federal government. It's never been considered a very prestigious or important cabinet position, and it's always been an afterthought. After every other position is filled, you find the last person you think you own a job to, and you say, okay, you can...
Commerce has stepped up in the list, though.
Commerce is way up on the list, but HUD has always been a stepchild, and it needs to be treated with more importance, and it needs presidential-level attention to get it back on track. There's good people working at HUD. There's good people in their field offices and maybe even a few at their headquarters, but they need to be empowered. They need to have good leadership. Corruption needs to be rooted out. The second quick fix is not a quick fix. It's an emergency measure. The number of foreclosures have to be dealt with. The government has talked quite a bit. Congress has talked quite a bit about foreclosures, but what the general public doesn't know is that Congress is thinking they're going to give money to fix the foreclosure problem. They're going to give that money to HUD and say, HUD, fix the foreclosure problem. Well, what they forget is that HUD is really a total mess. And until HUD is made efficient and effective, you can authorize all the money you want, and they're not going to do a very good job of fixing the foreclosure problem. And the foreclosure problem threatens to undermine decades of progress in the revitalization of urban areas. It could bring it to a screeching halt and reverse it.
What percentage of Americans rent their housing?
About one-third.
And their costs are going up.
Rents are going up, yes.
With incomes not going up.
The cost of housing has risen faster than incomes have risen. Now the home ownership market has, of course, stagnated, and there is a big correction, but that's not happening on the rental side. And for all the discussion about foreclosures, it's hard to miss the fact that nobody seems to care about the plight of the low-income renter.
Who gets bounced out because their landlord wasn't able to pay the mortgage.
That will happen. That has happened. But the fundamental fact is they are paying more and more in rent, and the cost burdens are going up, and this correction in home prices has done nothing to help them, and yet policymakers seem to be oblivious to that fact. Under the Bush administration, it was all about homeownership, 100% about homeownership. They didn't care about rental housing or tenants, and they kept chopping the programs that serve that population. They chopped them quite extremely.
Given what's going on in the economy, I think it's reasonable to expect that we're going to have an increased number of renters in the coming years.
Yes.
So will we have an increased need for true affordable housing as well?
Well, we're not increasing the supply of rental housing at a very fast pace nationwide. It's harder and harder to build anything anywhere. As your listeners know, getting approval to build on a rental housing project is a long-term, process, and it's very costly. And increasing the supply is not going to happen quickly unless state, federal, and local government work together to make it happen.
Are you hopeful?
I'm realistic, but I think the Obama administration is aware of the need to take steps in this area. I think they're aware of the degree of dysfunction at HUD. And I think they're capable. I think they're capable people. The question is whether this will rise to a high enough level of priority to get them to focus on it.
Andre Shashadi, founder of Affordable Housing Finance and its editor for 15 years, thanks for being on the Affordable Housing Podcast today.
Thank you.
This interview with Andre Shashadi was conducted prior to the naming of Sean Donovan as the head of HUD. But you may be pleased to know, as was I, that in fact Donovan was Andre Shashadi's pick to head the department. If you'd like to download and read a copy of Shashadi's policy proposal to the incoming Obama administration, it is now posted and available for download on the Eden Housing website. That's edenhousing.org. I'm Joanne Green.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.